And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:32, special edition of the 60-second challenge. And we're joined in the studio by one of our regular contestants. Say good morning to Ange Ferber. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
This is a bit different, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit nervous, particularly after last year's disastrous round. I think it was 4.5 for me and 9 for Gavin, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right.
So hopefully it's going to be better this time. Let's see how Gavin gets on. Morning, Gav.
Good morning, Dave. I'm very glad you're going to do the quiz and not Kevin, because I'd never beat Kevin Jeffries, I don't think.
I don't think there's anybody in the world that could beat Kevin. What staggers me is how quickly he comes up with the answers.
Well, I was just going to say, I've heard him on a few Sunday mornings, and he's giving you the answer before I've even processed the question in my head. So
that's right. And it's actually challenging keeping up with the score. He's so good.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Right, okay. If you could choose the decade from which the questions were written, which obviously you can't, what would you go for, just out of interest?
Either 80s or 90s, I think. 80s
or 90s. Well, hopefully there will be some questions from those eras. So, if you're ready, Ange?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Who had a hit with Live It Up from the film Crocodile Dundee?
Live It Up, meant as anything.
Who were big in Japan in 84?
Alphaville.
What was the best-selling single in the 70s?
Oh, good grief. You're the one that I want.
What country are Crowded House from?
New Zealand.
Birdhouse in Your Soul was a hit for who?
They Might Be Giant.
How many times have the UK won the Eurovision Song Contest?
Was it 6?
What was Tasmin Archer's debut hit in the 90s?
Sleeping Satellite.
Be Here Now was a hit album for who in 97?
Oasis.
Who sang Dolce Vita in 1983?
Ryan Parrish.
Who sang Land of a Thousand Dances in the 60s?
I've got no idea.
Is that a pass? Nothing's Gonna Change My Love For You was a hit for who in 87?
Oh, that'll be Glenn Medeiros.
Who sang Imagination in 85?
Louis Somme.
What film featured the song Can't Fight the Moonlight?
She stands on bar stools, doesn't she?
She does.
That film called Leanne Lewis. I'm not going to get it, I don't know. No, I'm not going to get it.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself, Gav.
I know, as soon as you tell me, I'll know it.
Right, okay, so we asked you 13 questions. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right. You passed on 2 and you got 2 wrong.
Okay.
Would you like to hear the answers to the ones you got wrong?
I need to hear the title of this film because it's in my head.
Okay, so the best-selling single of the 70s was Mull of Kintyre.
Oh, right, okay.
The country Crowded House were from was Australia, not far away.
It was one or the other, I couldn't remember which.
Eurovision Song Contest was won by the UK 5 times, you were 1 out. You passed on the Land of a Thousand Dances, that's Wilson Pickett. And the film, Gav, Coyote Ugly.
Oh, of course it was. You know, I had lions and tigers running through my head, so I knew there was someone through the big cat, but it wasn't coming to mind.
Oh, bless you. 8 out of 13.
Oh, well, I'll live with that.
Now, that's interesting, because before we came on air with you, Ange asked me those questions, and admittedly, we didn't have the timer going, but I managed 9.
Yes, but you did have a bit longer to answer.
Yes, and I didn't get the 60s one at the end, and was really annoyed with myself about that. I should have known.
I've never even heard of that.
You have, it's the one with the mashed potato, do the alligator, na 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 na, that one. You do.
Oh,
know.
That one.
Yes.
Right. I heard it. Yeah. Right. I didn't know the answer.
Well, you've set up a challenge for me there. 8 out of 13. Well, hopefully I'm going to do better, but we'll see in an hour's time. And whatever happens, we'll have you back in about a year's time to do it again, Gav.
Yeah. Maybe closer to Christmas next time.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Brilliant. Right, have a good day. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And thanks, Ange. That was fun.
It was good. She did really well there. Some fantastic questions. Cheers.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
So I've been on the radio for 50 years, and I've never ever got nervous. But I am this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. Because it's my turn to answer the questions on round 2 of the 60-second challenge. If you were listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Gavin Matthews get a score of 8 out of 13, with 2 passes. I'm hoping to beat that score, of course. But I don't hold out that much hope. So, Ange, I hope you're going to be kind to me today.
But I think I've been kinder this year, definitely.
I hope so, because it was a bit of a disaster, particularly for me last year. I still have nightmares about that. Right, okay, so it's the usual routine. Once the music starts, I've got exactly 1 minute, haven't I, to answer as many of these questions as possible. If I don't know the answer, I can say pass, but I need to bear in mind that Gavin only passed on two questions, so that could make the world of difference. So here we go.
Who wrote and sang the original version of Leaving on a Jet Plane?
John Denver.
Who recorded Love Is All Around in 67?
The Troggs.
John Wayne, Is Big Leggy, was a hit for who in the 80s?
Hazy Fantasy.
In 1973, who sang about being part of the union?
The Straubs.
Who had a hit with Mouldy Old Dough in the 70s?
Lieutenant Pigeon.
The Animals were formed in which UK city?
Newcastle upon Tyne.
Who sang about A Little Piece and won the Eurovision Song Contest in 82?
Nicole.
Who sang excerpt from a teenage opera in the 60s?
Keith West.
Who sang Seasons in the Sun in 1974?
Terry Jacks.
Who had Friday on My Mind in the 60s?
The Easy Beats.
Who had a hit in 78 with Forever Autumn?
Justin Hayward.
Who sang Tell Me More?
Tell Me More, Applejacks.
Who sang Calling All the Heroes in the 80s?
XTC.
Who covered Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll in 2002?
I'm going to have to pass on that one because I have absolutely no idea.
Wow, we flew through them days.
Well, I think it went somewhat better than last year. Go on.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Right, 14 questions were asked.
Oh, right, so I answered one more question than Gav, yeah?
You only passed on one.
Ooh, that's encouraging.
I'm just going to repeat one, though, because I'm not sure whether you heard me
okay,
right.
Okay, go
so
on.
So who sang Tell Me More?
Ah,
Tell Me More.
Ah, not Tell Me More. I wouldn't know that
okay.
one, so I'm going to have to say
you've
no.
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11
11 questions, right. Oh, so I've done it. Narrowly beating Gavin. Get
That's
him over.
One all. Oh,
indeed
dear.
It is. Yeah, fantastic.
So would you like to hear the ones you didn't get right?
Yes, please.
So
yeah.
Tell Me More was by Shamrock.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have known that.
Calling All the Heroes was by It Bites.
It Bites, yes, I should have known that.
And who covered Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll 2002? That was Britney Spears.
Really?
Yes.
No, I never knew she did that. Hey, did we give the wrong answers about Gavin's?
We did.
See, I've forgotten that already. Right, so it's one all, as you say. So you'll be back in 12 months' time to do it all again.
We should do Christmas. We did Christmas the first time round about
yes,
then,
but yeah. We will do, because I think you were away, weren't you, that time?
It'll be this year or the beginning of next year.
Brilliant.
Well done,
look
Dave.
Forward to that. Now, do you want to say happy birthday to all the people in your family
yeah,
that have got
so,
birthdays at the moment?
Happy birthday to my soulmate and my husband of 21 years, Ian, who's 55 today. And happy 70th birthday to my lovely, amazing mum, who is 70 tomorrow.
Fantastic. Right, now, before you go, we can't pay you for this, but we can let you choose a song. So what do you want to hear?
I'm going to go with Elton John, and I've picked Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Good choice. Thanks, Ange. See
Thanks
you next
Dave.
Year.
See you next year.